Welcome to Books on Air, the show that tells the story behind the book. I'm Suzanne Harris, and I'll talk to the author about their very latest project. We'll tell you where you can find them on social media, and perhaps we'll even give you the opportunity to meet them. Sherelle Burns is joining me today to talk about her fantasy romance novel, Duties of the Heart. Sherelle, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
I have to tell you, I'm a former English teacher, and I read in your bio that you were influenced in the ninth grade by Charles Dickens' novel, Great Expectations. That made me so proud and so excited. Tell me how that happened. I love it.
We had to read it in school, but our teacher would make us read it in class, I guess, to make sure everyone read it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was like the first school book I ever like read all the way through. And after that was over, I went and bought it. I liked the mystery. I like how he hid the characters. And then at the end, it was like, oh my goodness. So it was pretty good.
I love it. That, you know, that makes the heart of a former English teacher just glow. Sherelle, thank you so much for sharing that story. How long have you been writing?
I'm trying to remember what her name was.
The teacher?
The teacher, yeah.
It would be nice, but because we all, if we've taught students, we all like it if they really remember something about us. How did that...
I remember her, but I don't remember her name. I remember she used to drink tab, like the whole class.
Oh, I love it.
But I don't remember. I don't remember her name. Well, it's been a long time in my defense.
How did you start writing? What made you decide that you wanted to be a writer?
I've always written, like, at night I do a journal. During the summer, my mom would make us read, and we had to do, like, a little summary at the end to make sure we did it. So it was always something that I used to do.
So you've been writing for a very, very long time.
Yes.
This book is a really creative book. Where did the idea come from? Did you just imagine this world and create this fantasy?
The first scene that I wrote was kind of like revolved. I had just gotten a new tattoo. And I wrote a story about like knights and castles, how they would get a tattoo. So I got the child got branded instead, because I was thinking, well, they wouldn't have that back in the day. And then actually the fantasy world came in because it was easier to make it up as opposed to do the research. And actually, so then it became like, okay, well, what would they be doing? I made up the countries. I made up the cities, the rules, the laws, everything.
Well, let's give the listeners an overview of Duties of the Heart.
Well, it starts off in the past. A slave is punished for disobeying their master, and his mom prays that he's taken care of because he's left like on display. And her prayer is answered, and he's blessed with these magical powers that he passes down to his blood descendants. And then it skips ahead, and my heroine is like the round circle. She's born with all these powers, and I got like kind of like Middle Earth kind of, because I got Mother Nature and Father Time, but then I got the humans, and everybody's trying to use to get her on their side so they can use her powers to their benefit. So she goes on this epic journey to the castle. She meets a prince. They fall in love. He makes her more confident. So her powers get stronger, and then come to find out, you know, like she's actually a princess that's been taken away, and it's a whole world.
I love it.
By the end of it, it's like she gets kidnapped. They try to like get the powers. She has to break free. She like breaks one of their rules. So like all the mystical creatures have to come back together and push the powers back into her so she can live. It's like a minute. That's how it ends.
How do you write? Do you sit down and outline everything? Do you just see it start in your head and you write it down? What's your process like?
I do it by scene. Like, I'll see something happening and then I'll start the scene. Like, where are they? What do they see? What do they hear? I write that part. And then I do put the dialogue in later. Like, I use the characters to describe what's going on, like, at that moment. So, like, the whole, like, it's kind of like a movie, kind of, I guess.
Do you see it in your head?
It starts off, you know. Yeah, I see it in my head.
Yeah. And it does roll like a movie, doesn't it? It's really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I see it in my head. I kind of create the scene, and then I figure out, well, what are they talking about? And then I, well, certain characters wouldn't say that, so then I got to change it, or, like, I'll read over the same chapter over and over and over again, adding, taking away, until it's what I saw happening. Or if it gets me to the, like, because I'm trying to create the mystery, but I don't want to foreshadow it. You know, like, I don't want you to read this part and be like, oh, well, I know what's going to happen.
Good.
So I might write something later and then go back and take that part out, because that's going to give you too much information too early. Then I'll try to insert it back in later.
You know, you're doing...
It's a process. It took forever.
It does. It's a very creative process. You're describing the way that many, many writers write. That's exactly what they say they do. You're doing exactly what some of the best writers do. You go back and you reread it and you edit it and you look at it and you go, oh, this is too much. Let me take this out. I don't want them to know this now. Maybe put it in later. Yeah. I mean, I think that's absolutely a perfect way to write. Do you have any advice for someone who may be hearing us and saying to themselves, well, I think I could write a book?
I'd say write it down, get a computer and start typing, and don't give up. Like, I tried, like, sending it in, like, over and over again, and I'd get, needs more development. Characters aren't really that strong. I started in 2006. It wasn't published until this year, so you got to, like, be persistent.
Is this your first book?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm impressed. I think you did a really, really good job on this.
It's a long time coming. It's my baby.
But it's worth it, and that's exactly how it should be done. And it's not done until you feel like it's done. Did your parents encourage you to read when you were young?
Oh, yeah, especially, like, in the summertime. My mom felt like if she didn't take us to the library or get those little books from Walmart, the little math quiz, that we would lose everything we learned during the school year. In that little 3 months, how? I don't know. We had to go to the library. You had to work in your workbook for at least an hour before you can go outside and just forget everything. I don't know what she thought was going to happen.
I like your mom.
But then I learned to love books. They're movies to me.
I like your mom already. She fostered that love of learning and that love of reading in you. And there were probably some times you sat there and thought, I don't want to do this. I want to go outside. But okay, I'll finish this and then I'll go outside and play.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And by that, I have like three sisters, well, two, a brother and a sister around my same age. And then my older sister's like 7 years older, so we were together, so even if we couldn't go outside, we could play together, so it was always fun. We played school, all kinds of stuff.
Well, I believe that this book is going to be a featured selection at the Frankfurt International Book Fair that's going to be held in October.
Excited.
You should be. Tell me how excited you are.
I am, and I've been trying to, like, arrange travel means so I can go. I'm going to be there on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Now,
it'll be my first trip out of the United States.
Isn't that exciting, Sherelle?
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. They said there's over like 40,000 people. All kind of authors, all kind of publishing. It's like the opportunity of a lifetime.
It's going to be in October, October 11th through the 15th, and it's actually in Frankfurt, Germany. Your book mm-hmm. is going international.
Yes.
I just think that's thrilling. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, I know we've piqued the interest of our listeners. Let's tell them where it's available. And I always go to Amazon because I know that's such a reliable source for people. So I went to Amazon and I put the title of the book in that book search feature at the top. And the title is Duties of the Heart by Sherelle. And I'm going to spell your name. S-H-E-R-R-I-L-L. Burns, B-U-R-N-S. All they have to do is put that in the book search feature and just click on it, and the book comes right up. And the cover is really a very nice cover. And up in the upper left hand of the little cover on the book, it says open here, and you just click on that, and it shows the first page of the book, and then there's a really nice long excerpt from the book. They can also buy it right there. Where else could they find it besides Amazon, Sherelle?
Well, they can get it through my publishing company, which is Lit Fire Publishing. The exact book link, it's books.litfirepublishing.com, and then you do / in the title, Duties of the Heart, and it'll pull you directly to that link. They can also get it through Barnes & Noble, and you said Amazon already is available there, too.
Perfect. Now, you're doing all of the social media, so let's start with your website. You've got a website for the book. If our listeners want to find that, let's give them the address.
It's www.books.litfirepublishing.com/product/duties. And then it's hyphenated. It's the title, Duties of the Heart. That's the link through the publishing company. And then did you want me to give them my Facebook and all that stuff?
Let's do. Because you're doing, I love what you're doing. You've got this all over social media. So let's tell them, let's do Facebook. How can they find you on Facebook?
Facebook is just my name, and she spelled it for you. And you should see my picture. I've got Aaron Rodgers in the back. Drop. I love football.
Aaron Rodgers. You're a Green Bay fan. I love it.
I am. I can't. I'm so excited. We got like 2 weeks. So it's just my name, and then my picture will pop up. And so you know I'm the right person. Look for Aaron Rodgers, number 12.
I love it.
And then my Snapchat is Sherelle B43. And it's spelled S-H-E-R-R-E-L-L-Y. And then it's the lowercase B43. And for Twitter, it's Sherelle Burns at Sherelle B19. And Instagram is just my name. But you can get the book through all of those sites. I have it posted there. The website where they can find it.
Sherelle, we're getting close to the end of our time together. And I always like to give an author an opportunity to say a few last words to our listeners. When they close the cover of your book for the last time and they finished reading it, do you just want them to feel like they've been entertained and read a good book and had a great fantasy journey? Or is there a deeper message that you'd like for them to take away?
Well, I think it's got a lot of underlying messages. There's a lot of satire in it, racism, like what you get from your parents. All that's ingrained in there. But it kind of leaves you on that little shelf, and hopefully it'll make them want to buy my sequel that I'm working on.
So you've got a new project.
It's in early stages. So. But there's a second one for that same book called Captured by the Soul, but I've only got 10 chapters so far.
Excellent. Well, you have been delightful to talk to. I'm so excited for you about the book going international. Thank you so much for being our guest on Books on Air.
Thank you so much for having me.
Samuel Johnson once said, "A writer begins a book. A reader finishes it." I hope you'll join me next time for the next Books on Air, but until then, buy a book, read a book, share a book, and thank you so much for listening.